I don't know where the government gets off on telling me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. I tell you, that really pisses me off. And I'd really like to tell that guy, hi, I'm just in the middle of a political rant. Rant is when you talk about something in an angry way and you're just talking. You're not really thinking about it or processing it. You're just complaining. So I was on a rant because of what the government did. And I wanted to tell somebody off. I'm quite pissed off. And I don't know where they get off telling me what to do. Now, if you look, I use a lot of off, off, offs. Phrasal verbs. What is a phrasal verb? It's a 2 to 3 word verb. I've done lessons on phrasal verbs before, so please check some of them out. But what I want to get across to you right now is the particle off. When I teach phrasal verbs, I try to teach it a little differently than other teachers because for me, it makes more sense to work with particles. A particle is a word that is joined with other words to make sense. For instance, phrasal verbs are 2 and 3 word verbs. And we use off and up and down, and those are the particles. The first part is the verb, all right? I prefer using the particles because I find looking at 100 particles is easier than looking at 1,000 verbs. The verb is always modified by the particle. So in my mind, if we learn what the particle means, it's going to be easier to understand the phrasal verb. You with me? Let's go to the board, get some of this off. All right. What does off mean? There are 2 basic meanings for off. Okay. Basically, it either means movement away or preventing. Preventing is a word, a fancy word that means stopping. Okay. Now, even there, we can go a little more and go, movement away can mean release, detach, or let go. These are similar, not exactly the same, but similar. And preventing, it means to not include or to separate, basically. Now we've got the basic movement or meaning of off down. Let's move on. We'll look at the board here, and we've got Mr. E saying, goodbye, cruel world, and he's jumping off, right? And by doing this, we mean right here, movement away, all right? So with our movement away, we have 4 here. See off, make off, set off, scare off. Remember what off means. It means, well, we said movement, letting go or a detachment, right? So let's start with the first one. If I'm going to see you off, it basically means you are going somewhere. Maybe you're flying back to Japan or to Cairo or to London, places I want to visit, okay? And I go to the airport and I stand there, and your airplane is taking off, and our whole family is waving at you, well, we're seeing you off, right? So we're seeing you leave or leave off, get off the ground and fly in the sky. So when you see someone off, you're going to see them go away, right? They are moving away from you. Make off. In the year 2008, there was a guy named Bernie Madoff. It's kind of a funny name because to make off means to escape or, you know, to escape or not get caught. It also means to steal. So when you make off with something, it means you escaped from punishment or you stole something. Mr. Bernie Madoff made off with $1 billion. I want him to be my next best friend in this venture. He can do these movies with the worm, with me. Okay, set off. It means to begin. Or when we say here, let go or release, it's a movement away. When you set off, like in the morning, when you go to work, a lot of people said, I went to work at 9 a.m. I can tell you I left my house at 9 a.m. or I set off because it's a movement away from my house. So he set off early in the morning. It means to leave or go early, right? He set off for school, was leaving for school. Next one, scare off. Ladies, if you ever saw me in the morning without all this beautiful makeup, you'd be scared. I would scare you off. It means to make something afraid so it moves away. On your house, maybe you see a dog and it's going pee-pee. You'll get out of here, get out of here. You try and scare off the animal, all right? So this is movement away from off. We talk about movement. There's another one. When we talked about movement away, I told you it also means release. Release means let go or detach. We can use this for emotions. We use off to help describe emotions, the happy and the sad ones. The first one is get off. Mr. E gets off on reading books. Get off means to have emotional excitement or enjoyment. So if you get off on reading books or good music, it means I enjoy it. In the adult way, get off means sexual release. That's another video. Anyway, so you can get off. So you can say, I get off on good music or good wine, and people go, oh, you really enjoy it. Or I get off, and I don't want to know anymore. Just stop right there. Don't want to know. Okay. Now, as for I'm getting off from enjoyment, sometimes people make me upset and I have to tell them off. What that means is release some words or let my anger come out, right? I'm going to tell you off. You've done something wrong. And in very strong words, I'm going to tell you what you've done. Employers do this with employees often. You were late for work. You were drinking on the job. And now I find you with my cat in the closet. What's going on here? They're telling you off. They're saying, this is wrong behavior. Change it. Now, finally, if you tell someone off and they do it again, you know those people, you tell them off, you tell them off, you tell them off, and they do it again. Now you go, that's it. I'm pissed off. I am pissed off now. Pissed off means angry. I'm not going to talk anymore. Someone's going to die. Mr. E is dead. See, I pissed me off. I threw him off. That's how it goes here. That's how we roll. Okay. Roll, it means like that's how we act and that's what we do around here. That's how we roll. Piss us off. We're going to kill you like that bug. Sorry, I'm tired. Okay, so now that we've talked about movement away and we talked about how we can use it for emotions and we talked about how it actually is physical movement, let's talk about the second part, which is preventing, which means a separation or not including. Look at the word para. Para comes from parallel, when two things are alike or similar, but they don't join together. And that's that separation we're talking about. So we're going to look up here about pull off, round off, and write off. Okay, when you round off, it's when we take one number and we go to either the higher 10 or the lower 10. So if you have 15, you can round off at 10, which is lower, or 20, which is higher. An example, you're going to a restaurant, you have some friends coming, and they say to you, how many people do you think you'll come? And you say, I don't know, 16 or 17. The person who owns the restaurant might say, let's round that off to 20, shall we? Because it's an easier thing to deal with, rounding off to that 10, than to say 10. 10 is too low, 20 is easier. So you might round off and I go, hey, I owe you like 25 bucks. You go, don't worry about it, just give me 20. You've rounded down, you made it lower, easier. So it's round off means to make a zero, okay? Round off. The next one we'll look at, because remember, when you're doing that, you're separating, because it's not 17, it's 20, or it's, sorry, 20 or 15, but you're rounding it off to the next number. And you're actually separating. We look off the next one, pull off. To pull something off is to do something that's unexpected because there's a lot of difficulty. Let me say that again slower. When you pull something off, you're able to do something that is extremely difficult and you shouldn't be able to do. That usually separates you from other people. Well, when I said, how did you pull that off? Nobody else can do it, but you could. Because you're special and you watch Ingvid, you can pull off this lesson and learn when other people won't. Nice. So if somebody's running a race, or let's say soccer, Canada is playing Brazil in the World Cup. Canada beats Brazil. All the Brazilians in the world now going, how did they pull it off? It's impossible, right? You've been separated from the best. You've separated. So this is where you see, oh, I thought, it's like, yeah. Sometimes it's not going to be obvious, but when you think about it, you go, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I never thought of it like that. And finally, write off. Write off is similar to round off, because what happens when you write something off, you say the value of it is zero. What? This is more of a business term. Businesses write off a lot of things a lot of time. Yes. So what they'll say is this and this. In case you want to give me a Christmas present, and Christmas for me is 365 days of the year. See, they're bringing presents for me right now. The police are bringing them. I love it when they bring me my presents. Anyway, here is the first computer we had. Not very good and small. Here's the iPad 2. iPad 3 is out now, people. Anyway, I would write this off and say this has zero value. Oh, sorry, iPad 4. I've been corrected. I like that one better. Wink, wink. Listen, this one is zero value compared to this. So I would write this off and say, it's no good. I want this one. Okay? So when somebody says we're going to write it off, we're saying the value of it is no good. But it's not just for business. Unfortunately, some parents write off their children. when they think this child is no good, they're going to be in the garbage or a prostitute or let's not say what else they can be. And they write them off and say, you have zero value. Please don't do that to your children, boys and girls. Okay? So if you write someone off or you write off someone, you say they're of no value. We cannot use them. All right? Now, finally, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, off is used for prevention. Fence off, cordon off. I'm a little bit off right now, off the screen. Yeah? But I want you to see this. Fence off. We use these things to separate people from things. A fence, you've seen these around your house to keep people out of your house. Do-do-do-do-do. You know, you have a wall like this. It keeps people off. Fence. Fence off an area means to close it off. Cordon off is what you'll see when these people come. I hope you can hear. This is the police. Usually when something bad has happened, well, it must be very bad. There's many of them. They stand around in a circle or they put tape or wire and say, don't come in. And that's called cordon off. Well, listen, it's time for me to get off of the screen. We're running out of time. But remember off, go do the video and do the quiz where all of these are explained at www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com. Okay? Don't tell off your friends, just tell them about it. See you.